You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. New Jersey has a new governor after 8 years. Phil Murphy took the oath of office at noon today at the Trenton War Memorial. WNYC's Karen Rouse was there, and she joins us now. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Jamie.
Karen, Phil Murphy has already taken his first action as governor. He signed an executive order calling for equal pay for women. Was that a surprise?
Well, he announced it during his speech that it would be his first act as governor, and it got a lot of applause. Also, when he said he would restore the $7 million of annual funding to Planned Parenthood, that got even more applause. But that first act, and really his entire inauguration speech, was indicative of the tone of this administration and its priorities compared to Chris Christie's. Christie's first executive order was to make, and I'm quoting here, the state's finances, our budgeting, and our processes more transparent for all citizens to see.
So then in what way would you say Murphy's speech was indicative of his tone and his priorities?
Primarily, I'd say diversity and inclusion. That was the theme throughout his campaign, a New Jersey that works for everyone. And you saw that today. Murphy started his morning at Shiloh Baptist Church in Trenton. It's a Black Baptist church about 5 blocks from the state capitol that's in the inner city. It's surrounded by poverty. And during that service, there were prayers delivered by a reverend, a white bishop, and a Muslim imam. Then you had the inauguration itself. It started with the Pledge of Allegiance delivered by Sarah Mora. And Sarah is a DACA dreamer. She came here from Costa Rica at age 4. And when you think about it, what a way to make a statement by having an undocumented immigrant lead the state's political leaders in the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. Then you had Sparsh Shah, a 14-year-old boy of South Asian descent, singing the national anthem. And he wheeled up to the podium in a wheelchair because he has brittle bones disease. So you just saw that everybody was a part of the ceremony.
Mm. And Murphy also has a pretty diverse cabinet. Here's Murphy talking about it during the speech today.
Among that group is the first Latina to lead the Department of Banking and Insurance, Marlene Caride. It includes the first Muslim American cabinet official in the state's history.
So, Karen, we've talked about the cabinet. We've talked about the inauguration itself. What about the crowd? Did the diversity in the crowd reflect the message that Murphy wanted to strike today?
Absolutely. I mean, walking over to the war memorial where he was inaugurated, I ran into about 2 dozen women from Planned Parenthood, and they were wearing, you know, pink hats, and they were talking about their excitement, and they were carrying signs that said Women for Murphy. And I ran into a council member from Atlantic City, and he praised Murphy for putting together this cabinet that was diverse, and he said that pretty much looked like New Jersey. I even talked to a reporter from TV Asia, and he was excited. He was looking for the first Sikh mayor of Hoboken to see if he would be there in the crowd, and he talked about just a more diverse state under Murphy.
But Karen, there have been questions about whether New Jersey can afford to pay for everything Murphy says he wants to do. Did he seem to back down from any of his campaign promises now that he is officially the governor?
No, not one. He told the legislature he wants bills to raise the minimum wage and provide earned sick leave, to strengthen gun laws, and support Planned Parenthood. He also said he would legalize recreational marijuana and tax millionaires. And the theme of his speech was also the same on the campaign trail, making New Jersey's economy fairer.
It sounds like it was a pretty intense day. Were there any emotional moments?
There were several. I mean, first we saw him use the Kennedy family Bible that former President John F. Kennedy used at his swearing-in. Murphy's from Massachusetts, and he's Irish, as Kennedy was. And this apparently was the first time that that Bible had left the museum that it was in. We also saw Murphy get choked up when he talked about his parents, who have both passed away, and he started to cry and stopped for a moment and collect himself, and while the crowd cheered, it was a very moving moment.
So the governor wasn't the only one to become emotional. Sheila Oliver, the first African-American woman to hold statewide office, also choked up a few times during her speech, right?
That's right, Jamie. I mean, you could see that this moment meant something to her. It was significant to her that she was this first African-American woman in statewide office, and she talked about how the inauguration came a day after the King holiday, and she got very emotional. That was also sort of a moving moment.
That's WNYC's Karen Rouse reporting from New Jersey. Karen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie.
And WNYC wants to hear from you on what advice you would have for Phil Murphy Tweet us your thoughts and your advice at WNYC or call 855-869-9692. We may put your advice on the air.